Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and once again, you've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guest today crafts his signature pork neck music out of Minneapolis, out of greater Minnesota. We'll find out about that later. His sound, some say, is nearly indescribable, but without a doubt, it gets feet a-stompin' and hands a-clappin'. His latest album is called What You Gonna Do. Please welcome Crankshaft.
Thanks for having me. Half cocked and loaded, they took my home and drove me west where I will roam until I die. I will cry a trail of tears. Barefoot and bleeding, hungry and cold, with poor direction, I push on slow until I die. I will cry a trail of tears. Summer heat, through drift and snow, with poor direction, I push on slow until I die. I will cry a trail of tears. Years have come, years have gone, I've never been down for so long. Until I die, I will cry a trail of tears. Someday the pain will leave my soul, bury my burden in a shallow hole. Until I die, I will cry a trail of tears. Thank you.
Frank Shaft, our guest this week on Iowa Public Radio's Java Blend. I'm Ben Kiefer. What you gonna do? The latest album put out by Crank Shaft, put out in February of 2013. Crank Shaft, welcome to our program.
Thanks for having me.
Describe it. You're a one-man band, so you've got a small drum percussion kit there, along with your electric guitar, and this is your normal operation. I know you have a band as well called the Gear Grinders, right?
Yep, but this is how the project started out in 2008, just playing for tips on the street.
Uh-huh. Let's talk a little bit about how you got into this. So going way back, I see you got your first guitar by trading it a stove for your first guitar.
It was a big industrial combination oil burning or wood burning stove. I got a combination stove for free, and my uncle needed it for a shop he was building, and my stepdad wanted to get rid of it and couldn't sell it in the paper. So I was just being an opportunist, and I was like, hey, John, will you trade me that guitar that I want for this stove? It, like, even up, and that's how I got my first rig.
And that was back in the 90s. You grew
up...
That's
when I was 13.
13.
I pulled that maneuver when I was 13.
That's pretty good for a 13-year-old.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I was a hustler way back then.
And you grew up in Anoka County, Minnesota? Whereabouts is that?
That's... if you draw a line north and west of Minneapolis, it's about 15 miles as a bird flies. Mm-hmm. So,
you got this guitar, and did it take off from there, or did you have to tool around with it a little bit? Did you know that your guitar was going to be as important to you as it is now then when you first got it?
I don't really understand what my original intention was from playing guitar, maybe just to get attention from girls. I don't know, but now it's not that. It's just become a form of expression, kind of like a journey to understanding how other people have used the instrument as expression, and that's what's really appealing about it to me, because it's constantly challenging me.
Challenging you in what ways?
I'm really drawn to old blues music and trying to figure out how artists have used the guitar for expression is just fascinating to me. And like trying to make my guitar do what I want it to do in my head before I actually do it with my fingers.
Got you. Crankshaft, our guest. If you want to find out more about his music, crankshaftmusic.com. Of course, this performance will be put as a podcast at iowapublicradio.org. Just find Java Blend. You'll find Crankshaft's performance. And let's go back to music. We can talk a little bit more later. There's some other interesting things to talk about. But let's go back to music. What do you got next for us, Crankshaft?
I got a song that I'm bringing from Anoka called Fill It Up. And this tune is about an Anoka legend, about this man named Cowboy Mel, who's a barber in town. And Cowboy Mel decided to have an affair with this girl that was married to a cement truck driver. And at the time, Cowboy Mel was driving this Cadillac convertible. And when the cement truck driver found out about the affair, well, that's where this song comes in. This is a song from the cement truck driver's perspective. Old pal friend who heard it from another. You and my wife feel hard for each other. Stupid as a brick, you out of dumb luck, cause this man drives a ready man's truck. How many times did it take her downtown in a drop dead ox blood red dinner gown? How many times did it take her in back of your brand new midnight blue Cadillac? When I find it, I'm gonna fill it up. From the floor to the seat till it's flowing down the street like ice cream dripping out the side of a Dixie cup. I know that you're parking on second-hand main, but lunch it's gonna be as heavy as a train. My max overloaded with a special made mix, a fast-setting soup for suckers and pricks. Gonna fill it up for the town to see, a heartache and pain that you caused to me. I bet they're gonna come from miles around to see a Cadillac frame making love to the ground. When I find it, am I gonna fill it up? From the floor to the seat till it's growing down the street like ice cream dripping on the side of the Dixie cup. treated her well, Cowboy Mel. Was it worth it? Only time will tell. Ha ha! Your Cadillac convertible, submergible and burnable, it's payable and crushable too. It's your obsession, your number one possession, so I know how to make you blue. When I find it, am I gonna fill it up? Uh-huh. From the floor to the sea till it's flowing down the street like ice cream dripping down the side of a Dixie cup. So this is a song about finding true love in a bowling alley. If you ever thought about bowling in this way, God bless you. Got a low fi enchilada mama, met her in a moonlight bowl. She had a leopard skin skirt and a pink flower in her hair. She was standing at the end of the bar return, letting that tailor-made cigarette burn, waiting for a ball to come back to pick up a spell. She was a queen of the strikeout scene. A light brown skin pen crushing machine. Had a 12-pound ball. She ruled with an iron fist. The way she moved through the smoke-filled air made the men drool and the women glare. With a frame like that, it'd be hard for anyone to resist. I wanna be yo, kingpin, set me up and belly that ballin', knock me down to set me up again. I don't want to be your one time, got a balance in. I wanna be yo, kingpin, set me up, baby. Could she be mine by the end of her game? In fact, by the end of the night, I will be driving her home. My longing for her love was about to end when we were introduced by a mutual friend. She started bowling fast and rolling in a zone. Her game was moving on, we were having fun. Talking about all the stupid things we'd done. When the rig arm dropped in the ninth, I knew she was mine. She finished the tenth with the 194. Packed up a ball and we walked out the door. She said, before you drive me home, I'll pick up some wine. I wanna be your kingpin. Set me up and belly that bone and knock me down to set me up again. I don't want to be your one time, but a ball of sin. I wanna be your kingpin.
roll, baby. Next song is a song about cutting the dead weight. It's called Barking Up the Wrong Tree. Wait, does that hole you're digging so deep down? There's water on your feet coming up from the ground, and you can't stop the mud from caving it in. And the biggest worry that you got is having dirt touch your skin. But if it ain't more help me, you're barking up the wrong tree. You ask me where you led me, you say I'll hit you back. Every time I ask about it, you ask me to cut you some slack. Well, I had it up to here, real at lost ways. I was foolish to help you once, won't you let me rephrase? If you're looking for help for me, oh, you're barking up the wrong tree. So damn thin, lost sight of the beginning, can't find the air. You're reaching out to me with an empty hair, hoping I'll help you snap back like a brand new rubber band. You're looking for help for me, oh, you're barking up the wrong tree. It's time for you to learn, take care of yourself, take that what was me, put it up on a shelf. Time for you to earn all the money you spend, instead of squeezing every dime out of your best friend. If you're looking for help for me, oh, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Fresh Brew performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. We've been in the business since 2001. Our shows are recorded most Fridays afternoons of the year at the Java House in downtown Iowa City, though we do get around to other parts of the state. Make sure you check out our event schedule and our broadcast schedule by going to iowapublicradio.org. And while you're at it, make sure you listen to as many podcasts as you like at the Java Blend webpage at iowapublicradio.org. You can download them or listen to them online. And our guest this week, Crankshaft from Minnesota, What You Gonna Do is his latest album. We've been hearing a number of songs from that album. And in fact, Crankshaft, the last two are you made into quite tremendous videos that you can find at your website, which is crankshaftmusic.com.
Yep.
You we had Fill It Up, the story of a man who had revenge exacted on him and his Cadillac Eldorado.
Yep.
Convertible.
Apparently that's a true story too, from Anoka.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's probably too much of a spoiler. We have to have people with imagination say, okay, you've got a cement truck driver, he's got a load of cement, and he's got a convertible Eldorado.
Yep.
And he wants to get back at him. So you fill in the blank, right? What happens?
You fill in the blank. And we got to shoot it in Cowboy Mel's actual barbershop.
Yes.
In Anoka.
I want to know who donated the convertible Eldorado.
I had to buy it, man.
You bought it.
Yeah.
And it's no longer usable, is it?
I sold it again, but we had to take all it out.
The cement.
Yeah.
The cement. Okay.
You spoiled it, not me.
I did. I'm sorry about that. Kingpin, also a video on your website. These are impressive videos, and I've seen my share of musician videos. These are very professional, well thought out, high quality. You have a video maker in you. When did you discover that in addition to your musicianship?
Probably when I decided to take the family camcorder and run it down. Remember those Hot Wheel tracks? You know,
yes.
You could run the cars down the track and then they did the loop-de-loo thing.
Absolutely.
I remember taking my parents' handy cam and running it down the track to see what it would look like from the car's perspective.
You taped it on the back of a car? Or
no, no. I just like, I brought it along above the track and ran it all the way down and around the curlicue and then down the end. And that's when I discovered that you know, changing perspective was a fun thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you produce, direct, and edit the videos found on your website. So that's obviously something that you have a lot of fun doing.
Yeah, I have a blast doing it.
How many hours goes into a video? Can you even...
Well, the one... Kingpin was the hardest edit because it's 7.5 minutes long, I think, or 7 minutes.
The love story in a bowling alley.
Yeah. So a lot of effort went into the edit, the cut part of that.
Yes.
It took me about 200 hours to cut that.
Excellent. Do check them out at crankshaftmusic.com. We'll put that link on our website as well when we post the podcast. This performance by Crankshaft on Iowa Public Radio's Java Blend from our Studio One. And let's go back to music of Crankshaft, sounding so good.
Thank you.
What do you got next for us?
I think I'm going to play a song that is by one of my heroes. This is a Robert Johnson tune called Terraplane Blues. And I feel so lonesome. Are you hearing when I'm on? And I feel so lonesome. You hear me when I'm on? You've been driving my terraplane for years since I've been gone. Yes, I'd even flash your lights, mama. Your horn won't even blow. Yes, I'd even flash a light, mama. Your horn won't even blow. You gotta shorten this connection. It's way down below. Now I'm gonna hoist you up, baby. You know I'm bound to check your oil.
I'm on a horse, you hood girl. You know I'm bound to shake your oil. I know the love you got for me, girl, it ain't gonna spoil. Buzzing, your little generator won't spark. Your motor's in a bad condition. Gonna have to get these batteries charged, but I'm crying, please. Please, don't do me wrong. Don't do me wrong, girl. Yeah, who been driving my tailplane for you since I've been gone?
Keep my life
symbol to keep myself free. It can't take much to possess a key. I keep running to avoid the chase on a track that was made to race. I get myself close to the ones I love. I keep my eyes peeled on the stars above. I hold my girl tight when she asks me to. She keep me alright when I feel blue. And at the end of the day, when we lay in the hay, I just know everything is gonna be okay. Yeah, yeah. So when I start feeling the pressure on me, I find some shade from a big oak tree. Because I ain't about to scrape my face on a track that was made to race. Took a good beating, time to move on. Life's too short and the track's too long. I got tired and I lost my place on a track made to race. Around the last corner, found my best friend. There's my soul waiting at the end. I lost my stride, but I found my on a track that was made to race. Get myself close to the ones I love. I kept my eyes peeled on the stars above. I held my girl tight when she asked me to. She kept me all right when I felt blue. And at the end of the day, I just knew everything was gonna be okay. Yeah, gonna be all right, girl.
Very much. This next tune is a song called All Night Long, and I like to dedicate this song to the All Night Long Blues Band from Clarksdale, Mississippi.
Yeah.
You know it's true. Hey, you know it's true. Try me, baby. 'Cause I know you know I'm trying. And I know you know if you said you didn't know it, you'd be lying. So let's get going and get this on, baby.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa
Band. Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
It's Java Bland from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. Crankshaft is our guest on this edition of the program. Original music created in a county in Minnesota called Anoka. This is where Crankshaft grew up and where he fell in love with his guitar on a farm and chased his brother around. Was that a story? Or it somehow tormented your brother?
He got bigger than me.
So, okay.
Yes.
Okay, the guitar was maybe your only answer to his. Anyway, this is interesting. Before we have you do a few final songs here, Crankshaft, tell me about how you became, you're a full-time musician now.
Yeah.
Traveling around the country, around the area with your dad here. You employ your dad as your roadie?
Not yet, but hopefully somebody make me more money so that can happen.
Okay, he's working as a volunteer at this point.
For today, yeah.
All right. You, as recently as 2008, you were a self-employed contractor?
That's right.
What kind of contracting did you do?
Resided houses, built decks, detached garages, remodeled houses, did house additions, fixed things when they broke, nail guns that broke.
Many talents you had there. Then tell me the story briefly about how this changed into a full-time musician's career.
Well, the people up at the top decided that the economy, it was just going too strong, and it crashed. And
for all of us, yeah.
Yeah, for everybody. And I guess that left me in a hard spot because I was doing contracting at the time, and it was just a bad situation. I just had a roommate that had left that summer, and in 2000, let me think about this for a second, try to get a timeline going. I had a really successful year in 2007 as a contractor. In 2008, I had a $4,800 loss, I think, on my IRS statement. And it was like, at the time, I was playing for tips on the street doing this right here. And, you know, it seemed to be working pretty good on the street. And I decided to make a go at it. And I pushed on. I was just like, man, I can't make no money working construction right now, so I might as well just stick with a good thing because I've been making pretty good money doing the one-man band thing, so I just committed to it, and that's why I'm here right now talking to you.
Pulled that right out of adversity. Thanks for that story. Let's go back to a few numbers before we have to say goodbye for the hour. What do you got next for us, Crankshaft?
The next song, I'm going to do four tunes back to back to back to back. I think that was the right number. The first one's going to be called Rust Bucket.
Let me jump in here and thank a few people before you launch into. You said they're back to back, so let me thank our on-site engineer Jim Davies, our Phil Moss, our technical producer, and Derek Kellison, our assistant producer. It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. So glad to have you with us for the first time from Minnesota. Let's give a hand to Crankshaft.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Sorry, I tuned my guitar the old-fashioned way, so you gotta put up with this for a second. This is a song that I wrote about an automobile. It's called Rust Bucket.
Engine roar, sitting there empty, shimmy, shook, 50.
3 minutes is the time it took. Oh, 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 Russ Bucket. Five came back, they piled in slow. It was idling fast and sitting low. Last two shut like a backfire blast. Rattle out of town on a quarter tank of gas. That's the last time it's all there. Russ Bucket. Another nail, pound another nail in, lift it up, push it in, hold it down, slam. Sweet summer sun in, south this way, I'm pulling my way and paying off my debt. Boombox is blasting in the background, and the skill saws are making such a beautiful sound. Pick up another nail, pound another nail in, lift it up, push it in. Hold it down, slam. Oh, nail gun sounding like machine gun fire. The crane sending lumber up high and high. One wrong step, I'll surely be dead. In 6 hours, I'll be back home and sleeping in my bed. Pick up another nail, pound another nail in. Lift it up, push it in. Hold it down, slam. I got sweat dripping off of my sunburned face. A 20-pound tool belt hanging from my waist. Pick up another nail, pound another nail in. Lift it up, push it in. Hold it down, slam. Oh, oh, so hot outside. Another nail, pound another nail in, lift it up, push it in, hold it down, slam. Sweet summer sun is south is sweat, I'm pulling my weight and paying off my debt. Boombox is blasting in the background, and the skill saws are making such a beautiful sound. Pick up another nail, pound another nail in, lift it up, push it in, hold it down, slam. Yeah, nail gun sounding like machine gun fire. The crane sending lumber up high and higher. One wrong step and I'll surely be dead. 6 hours, I'll be back home sleeping in my bed.
Original music from Anoka County, Minnesota, courtesy of Crankshaft on this week's edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. What You're Gonna Do is the title of his album, and that album was recorded, I understand, Crankshaft, in a barn? Your barn? Someone's barn?
Someone's barn. A friend of the family's barn.
Yeah. Well, did you intentionally do that for the acoustics, or did it just happen to be the place that was available?
Nah, it was... conscientious decision to make the album sound better.
Yeah. Did you clear out all the livestock, I hope?
Or maybe it was an abandoned barn, actually. No livestock left in the place. Just, okay. It was built in 1914.
1914. Yep. And this is also in Anoka County.
Yep, the north side of Anoka County, near St. Francis.
Mm-hmm. You really strive, and we've heard enough of your music this hour to know that the voice of your guitar is quite remarkable. Your voice is quite remarkable, but the voice of your guitar, the different sounds you can pull out of this guitar is something that you must be fascinated by.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, that's what started the trigger.
Mm-hmm. So on a typical day of kind of discovery, you're just playing around with the guitar and say, well, how do we? You mentioned earlier about how you hear the sounds in your voice in your head before you try to get your guitar to do it.
Right, kind of. It's just been, when I was a kid, I used to carry a guitar around all the time because I was bored, and I grew up in the country, and there was nothing to do, and there weren't no neighbor kids, and me and my brother, if we were fighting or whatever, then I would play my guitar because I didn't want to see him. So it was just like my guitar was kind of like an imaginary friend, but not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is, as a boy, an acoustic guitar?
No, it was an electric guitar that I just carried around and didn't plug into an amp.
Oh, I get it.
Yep. So my grandpa used to say that it sounded like a electric fence. Sounded like I was playing an electric fence.
Yeah. Let's go back to music. This is wonderful. What do you got next for us, Chef?
Next is a song. This is I got my dad with me on this trip, and this is one of his favorite tunes that I've written recently. It's called Made to Race. It tastes so fine. Eating chili didn't cost a dime. Eating chili, I'm gonna take my time. I'm gonna take my time. I'm gonna take my time. Thank you very much. This is going to be my last tune. This is a song off the latest release, What You Gonna Do. If you like what I'm doing, please check out crankshaftmusic.com. This is a song called Dancing in the Dirt. So if you're listening right now and you're feeling, oh man, you're feeling like your cell phone shouldn't be turned on, you better turn it off and dance in the dirt. Dancing in the dirt. As blind as a bat, with eagle eyes sight, early in the morning, no, late at night. You can wear a long dress or a tight little skirt. You always have fun just dancing in the dirt.
side to side.
Bad. Thank you.